good morning, good evening, good whatever podcast peeps, and welcome to another episode. I'm sitting outside again. The sun is shining. It's 7 a.m. I'm in like a small village in Germany right now. And as you probably can hear again, the birds are saying life is good. And I just recorded a video, a German one, about three easy questions that you can ask yourself that will help you just to have a better day, to be happier. And yeah, they're super simple, super easy, but so important, because we are asking ourselves questions all day long, like what could go wrong. And you every single second of the day you ask yourself questions and you think. That's how it works. So here are three easy peasy questions that will help you having a better day. So question number one, I think that in my opinion the most important one: what am I really grateful for? And I ask myself this question, I don't know, since 2 years, and it just changes my mood immediately. If I'm sad or if I'm angry, and I ask myself, Axel, what are you really grateful for? It just changes, because you can't, Tony Robbins always says, you can't be angry and grateful at the same time. It doesn't work. And I agree. Like, and also really important, happy people are grateful. Not grateful people are happy. Happy people are grateful. So ask yourself, what am I really grateful for? And it could be your mother, your sister, your health. I don't know, but there is something. And usually it doesn't cost a thing, but there is something in your life. Something that makes you happy. Something that makes you smile. It could be like I always, every single morning, I visualize myself meditating close to the sea or hugging my grandma. Something like that. It's that simple. I hope the birds are not too loud, but probably not. Anyways, question number two: what would make today great? And people usually ask themselves, what could go wrong? What is the thing that I don't like to do today? What, you know what I mean? And we can change this question. And of course, we don't do it consciously. We do it subconsciously, like worrying and things of that nature. But we ask ourselves questions all day long, 24/7. And people usually, I have to repeat it, people usually ask what could go wrong. And they start worrying. And they start dwelling around, complaining. But you can change this question. Just ask yourself, what would make today great? What are the exercises or tasks that I'm looking forward to? Like for me, every morning, my tea, I'm so, like, if I wake up, that's probably also the reason why I can wake up easily at 5 a.m. Because I already know, oh my gosh, my tea is waiting for me. Or like going to the gym, meeting my friends, I don't know what. You have to ask yourself this question yourself, but maybe meeting your girlfriend, meeting your mother, I don't know, having dinner. So easy, so simple, but it's a game changer. And last but not least, a question that I ask myself actually like every 3 or 4 hours: how do I want to be? What kind of human being do I want to be in this situation? Ask yourself, how do you actually want to be? Do you want to be happy? Do you want to be sad? And I know maybe it's a stupid question, but it reminds you that you're actually a happy person. It reminds you that you're actually a nice person. You don't want to be sad. You don't want to be mad. And if you ask yourself this simple question, how do I want to act? You actually changing your mind immediately. Like, do you want to be a dick? Do you want to complain all the time? You know that life is short, so why? Why should you be a bad human being? You are not a bad human being. So just remind yourself, how do I actually want to be? And yeah, your subconscious mind will change everything, and you will just be another person. It sounds so stupid, so strange, but try it and then judge, and you will see that it actually works. And that's it. Three simple questions that you can ask yourself every single morning. You should ask yourself, like the last question, you should ask yourself every, I think I made a podcast episode about it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure actually. There is a meditation technique. It's called release tension, create intention. And either you're gonna listen to it, yeah, you should listen to it anyways, but it's actually pretty simple. Like if you have, we all have those transition moments, like coming from work, like coming home from work. People usually are pissed off because they had a hard, tough day at work. Like it's probably you're stressed out, and you come home to your kids, to your girlfriend, to your mother, I don't know, doesn't matter. And you can't be in the present, you can't be in the now, because of the problems that you just had at work. And then you're gonna take a minute, just take two steps back, breathe in, breathe out for a minute, just like easy peasy breathing. And then you're gonna ask yourself, how do I want to be right now? Do I want to spend my time worrying about things that I can't change right now? Or do I want to be a good father, a good spouse, a good human being? And then great things gonna happen. Seriously, that is a game changer. That's it, peeps. And I highly recommend to read one of Tony Robbins' books. You know, I quote him a lot, but you should read his books or listen to his books. And I have great news. I have one audiobook for free. You can choose, like, I recommend Tony Robbins, but you can choose, like, your favorite author. Just go to Audible. Or no, just go read the description. There is a link for one free audiobook for you forever. It's free. Go to the description below and use the link, and you will get a free audiobook. Isn't that great? It's really great, so you should check it out. You would support me, and you would become a happier person. So go check it out. And please enjoy your weekend, your Monday, your Tuesday. It doesn't matter. Every single day could be your last, so go be happy. Bye-bye.